Chapter 14. Willie let Riley take the lead. They were in a high-rise, a cast-off, damaged monument to urban renewal, the likes of which dotted the city's landscape like smallpox. Cereal box-shaped buildings with small windows often covered with plywood, overlooking abandoned concrete playgrounds that had only nestled children in the architect's imagination. The hard, open approaches to the building had been littered and devoid of life, with fragments of shattered glass that crunched underfoot. In the shadows beyond the harsh and sporadic lighting of the few still-functioning arc lamps, they'd heard people moving about, and the sounds of threatening murmurs. It had made Willie think of the jungle again, but not brought him back to it. For while this battlefield was just as ominous, it remained strange and remote, a wilderness cast in steel and brick, inhabited by warriors without hope or goal. Riley had marched into it all with careful but confident familiarity, his long coat open, his hands empty and swinging by his sides, but exuding the message that Willie knew to be true, that he was carrying his shotgun in a sling under his arm. Riley was on familiar ground and accordingly prepared. Now they were inside the building, surrounded by the turbulence of neglect and anger. The stench of urine and rot permeated the air. The walls and floor were scarred, broken, and stained, and as covered with scrawled insignia as the interior of a jail cell. Distant screams and shouting echoed down the sepia-lit hallways. They took the stairs, Riley not even bothering to see if the elevator worked, not just because it probably didn't, but also because elevators were dead-end boxes from which escape in a crisis was highly unlikely. Several flights up, in a corridor similar to the one they'd entered, Riley turned right and strode an enormous distance, still not reaching the end, but coming to a door that was open by just a crack. Instinctively, Riley flattened himself against the wall to one side of the door, as Willie did opposite him. Both men had their weapons out, all pretense at discretion gone. Riley tapped on the door with his shotgun barrel.
"Yo, Nate, you in there?"